This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate has unanimously approved a resolution seeking investigations of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his regime for war crimes over the invasion of Ukraine. The measure approved late Tuesday says the Senate strongly condemns the violence, war crimes, crimes against humanity being carried out by Russian military forces under Putin's direction. It encourages international criminal court investigations of Putin, his Security Council, and military leaders. While a resolution does not carry the force of law, it sends a show of support for Ukraine and provides the Biden administration political backing to take a hard line against Russia. Talks between Russia and Ukraine will continue on Wednesday. More from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
An advisor to Ukraine's president who spoke to Russian negotiators via video link Monday and Tuesday said the talks were very difficult and vicious. Mykhailo Podolyak said there are fundamental contradictions, but added there is certainly room for compromise. Another senior aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky, Deputy Chief of Staff Ihor Zovkva, called talks more constructive and said Russia stopped calling for Ukraine to surrender. This week's talks via video link follow three rounds of negotiations in Belarus that failed to produce any breakthroughs. The talks will continue Wednesday.
That's AP correspondent Mike Gracia reporting. Meanwhile, Russian troops seized a hospital in Mariupol and took about 500 people hostage during another assault on the southern port city late Tuesday. That's according to a regional leader. Russian troops drove 400 people from neighboring houses into the regional intensive care hospital. About 100 doctors and patients also are believed to be inside. The troops are using those inside the hospital as human targets and shields and are not allowing anyone to leave, again, according to that very same regional leader. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will head to Europe next week to talk with allies about the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president will attend NATO and the European Council summits. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says a big part of the pushback against Vladimir Putin's invasion has been allied unity.
That doesn't happen by accident. The president's a big believer in face-to-face diplomacy, so it's an opportunity to do exactly that.
Former State Department official Daniel Hamilton says it's the right move.
It's important that the president show he's not sitting comfortably across the Atlantic, but that he's part of the coalition meeting with European colleagues in Europe.
The trip was announced just before the president signed a bill giving Ukraine another $13.6 billion in military and humanitarian aid. Sagar Mega.
South Korea's military says North Korea's latest weapons launch apparently ended in failure. That launch was detected amid speculation that the North could soon launch its biggest long-range missile and its most significant provocation since 2017. It was not immediately clear what North Korea launched Wednesday morning, but it is the 10th such weapons test this year and shows North Korea is determined to press ahead on its push to modernize its weapons arsenal and pressure its rivals into making concessions amid dormant denuclearization talks. Experts say past failures still have moved North Korea closer to its goal of acquiring a viable nuclear arsenal that could threaten the American homeland. Germany's top security officials announced a 10-point plan Tuesday to combat far-right extremism in the country. That includes disarming about 1,500 suspected extremists and tightening background checks for those wanting to acquire guns. The Interior Minister, Nancy Faeser, said the far right poses the biggest extremist threat to democracy in Germany and said authorities would seek to tackle the issue through prevention and tough measures. She said this includes targeting financial flows that benefit such groups, including merchandising businesses, music festivals, and martial arts events. Faeser said an emphasis will be put on rooting out extremists who work in government agencies, including the security forces. Few Americans believe that there is significant progress over the last 50 years in achieving equal treatment for black people in dealings with police and the criminal justice system. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research. Most Americans across racial and ethnic groups say more progress is necessary, but black Americans are especially pessimistic that more progress will be made in the coming years. Via remotes and recapping our top story, again, the U.S. Senate has unanimously approved a resolution seeking investigation of Russian President Vladimir Putin.